Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Carlos Rodon, on for his fourth start. He's thrown it pretty well.
I'm with him. There's strike three. Your guy. There's strike three. Good slider down and in. Carlos Rodon. Two gone, second inning. There's strike three. One gone. High slider, strike three, Torres goes down. 0-2, strike three, it's a high slider, and Carlos Rodon mows down three in a row.
You're listening to the Joe O Show on 670 The Score.
Nearly a full calendar year ago, Carlos Rodon mowing opponents down. Voices of Jason Benetti and Steve Stone. This is Joe Ostrowski at Sports Radio 670 The Score. Is Shane here? People are texting in. Shane had that loaded for a while. Oh, he's talking about Sean. You were ready. Like, Javi Baez came up, and you brought the guns out. You were blazing. It's a side of you I have not seen before.
When Chen was screening that caller, he brought up how batting average wasn't that important. So that's Chen. He was like, I forget the exact words, but it was pretty much like Mike had to be like, yeah, batting average is important, but on base percentage is more important. And that is the biggest argument that I have with people like that, my friends and stuff. Like, there's one guy that I know that defends batting average, and that's an important stat. And if you think that, you're a moron.
It's fine. It's fine. Okay. It matters. Okay, let's not go too far the other way, okay? I agree with you. There are many, many stats that will tell you whether a player is any good, but it also means something that Tim Anderson's batting champion last year, and I think it shocked the hell out of everybody.
My quote after the season was, the only time I care about batting average is when Tim Anderson wins the batting title.
That's fine, yeah. And I think it'll tell you a little bit about RBI, too, with what Abreu did last year. Like, wait, that happened? Like, both things. We watched those seasons, and it didn't feel like it.
It's a Rick Renteria thing to have the batting champion and the RBI leader.
And if there was an award, he would have the bunting champion. If there was, don't let him do it.
But I'll take OBP, slugging, OPS.
Of course.
I'll take doubles, triples, yeah, home runs, yeah. Walks, everything above batting average.
Yeah. That's fine.
Contact rate.
Hard hit balls.
You're not. Who are you arguing with?
But you said like it matters
caller,
in a way.
He's still mad.
Yeah, it matters
yeah,
in a way.
Get,
but also,
I like hits.
Like,
hits are nice. But hits. I'm just saying that it matters in a way because everything you just said are all hits.
Yeah, but it's the importance of the hit.
I know.
And that's the thing that batting average is such an easy stat to understand, and that's why it's been around for so long.
Yeah. And even though they have different numbers at games, what's the first number you see no matter what? Even if they post slash lines, even though they're posting war, it's always going to be the average. I don't know if we're ever going to get away from that. I don't think so.
It's just like...
Maybe OBP? We're just so used to that first number being the average.
I don't think we'll ever get away from it.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
It's like pitcher wins. We're never going to get away from it because it's still a nice number to know.
And you know the biggest reason we won't get away from it? Because it matters to pitchers. It does. And a lot of them, not a lot. I shouldn't say that. But some of them get awards off it. Some of them are paid off of it. A few of them.
Rick Porcello, 3 years ago won the Cy Young because he had the most wins in the AL.
Yeah, yeah. How many did, what's his face in Tampa have? Did he have 20 wins? When he was the Cy Young a couple years ago?
Let me check.
I think
for
so.
For Blake Snell.
Say, we've seen, yeah, for Snell. We've
21,
seen,
he led the league. He but, also had a 1.89 ERA.
I know.
So.
I was gonna, if you have a lot of wins, you're probably having a really good year. If you have a good batting average, you're probably having a really good year.
Mm.
You think not? You think Tim Anderson didn't have a good year?
I think he had his best year, but I mean, I would still take Javi Baez, the guy who was just bashing over him. And obviously,
yeah,
it's different because one was, you know, second in MVP.
I can't wait to see
ago,
what TA is this year.
Yeah. I, if he is coming to the plate as a more grounded hitter, I think he could be truly something special.
I'll check out his YouTube page. Maybe I can learn.
That dude needs a lavalier mic ASAP.
What has he done? So I saw him post a video. I think it was at batting practice. One time he was driving in the car, but that was like the first couple days of the existence of this YouTube page. I don't know if he's taking it seriously, but something that's going to continue all year. The Cubs have Marquee. The Sox have Tim Anderson's YouTube page. Is he still posting videos?
Yeah, he posted something that was pretty good for an intro. He was talking, it was like photo day.
Yeah, I saw that
And he was like, this is the greatest show of all time, and I used it in Campy and Herb's Open.
He did say, he did take a shot at the Astros, too. Just grinding.
Cheating, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no cheating here. Yeah, no shortcuts.
He posted the video titled Chemistry, 20 and 12 seconds long, 20 minutes and 12 seconds long, 23 hours ago. And then 1 hour ago, he posted Game Day, which is about a 10-minute video.
How many views is he getting?
Most viewed 7K, 12K. 12K for the opening one, and now it's been around like 7K.
That's really not that good, right? For an athlete, I'm not going to say superstar, but for an athlete in a major market.
I will say for the subscribers he has, he's closing in on 9,000. That means that pretty much all of his subscribers are watching his videos, which is good. So not a ton of subscribers, but at least the subscribers watching the videos is high.
The YouTubers that my son watches play Minecraft, they get millions of views. Just saying.
Wow.
Where you at, Tim Anderson? It's unbelievable, man. It's a whole new world. Like these kids. Kids, 15, 16-year-old, I'm like...
And Fortnite, too, right? Do they watch
I've
Fortnite
heard about
videos
it.
As well?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me. They,
yeah.
Those videos get crazy numbers.
I don't really understand it. I never will, probably. But I have seen him watch how they play something, then he applies it when he plays Minecraft, I guess. I guess that's what it is. Anyways, getting off track a little bit. I'm laughing because I look at the text line and the first thing I see is screw the Marquee Network. Man, 1 month away from opening day. This better not be a story in a month. Get it done.
Wow.
Is on board. Coby White. Wow. They are on board. Huge announcement from the Cubs earlier today. Crank Kenny will be on the station at 8 a.m. because you better believe it. Wow is on board.
What do you have against the Marquee Network?
Tom, no. I don't think he's on. Got Crane. Talk about Wow. What's next?
So, wow, bro.
You would think they're going to sign everyone but Comcast and Xfinity.
Wow.
Does anybody out there have Wow?
Wow.
Anybody? Where is Wow?
My dad has Wow.
Where's your dad?
Southside. 87.
What area?
80, Homewood? No.
Homewood.
Yeah, Homewood.
That's where Zawoski's at. I don't think he has Wow. He cut the cord, I believe.
Yeah, I believe he did.
Yeah, because he's very outspoken on the Twitter machine about getting it on YouTube TV. But he might go to Hulu if he has to.
Apparently a texter saying that Wow is in Naperville.
So. I did see someone say that earlier. Yeah, Wow's in Naperville. Wow. But
Scottsdale,
I don't think it's...
Sorry, not Homewood.
Yeah, Chen, you were looking up some stuff earlier today because I saw you tweet it. It's the coverage is like, what, five, single digits in
yeah,
this
no, it was
area?
Like 18 or 19%. It's pretty It's pretty low.
I've never had it as an option somewhere I live.
I'm sorry, 16%. RCN is 22%.
Okay.
Xfinity... 99% of coverage.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you have against the Marquee Network?
Wow, bro.
Got the exclamation point. It's good. So they're on board with Wow. I'll let you know when the Comcast Xfinity thing happens. If it happens, I hope it does. They have 1 month to get that deal done. 312-644-6767. I forgot where we were starting here. Carlos Rodon. Sean, you noticed something that Rodon said in the White Sox Talk podcast you found of interest.
Yeah, so Chuck Garfine had him on today, and we were talking about...
This was today. Huh?
Okay. Yeah, it was today. And we were talking about, and we've talked about, because I've done, I think, your last three shows. I'm going to do your show tomorrow, too. But we've been talking a lot about who's going to be the starting pitchers for the White Sox, and we keep bringing up Rodon as a bullpen arm. And this was the thing that grabbed me the most about his thoughts about bullpen arms in today's MLB.
I had some talks with some guys today, and I wouldn't say controversial things, but things that Major League Baseball should definitely start looking into, because bullpen arms are neglected. Let's be honest. And most bullpen guys are expendable. Think about it. Like, people don't talk about this. And this is probably stuff people don't want me to talk about, but, I mean, it's true. Bullpen arms aren't compensated the right way. They're the least paid amount of players with the most risk. And I get that from a team aspect. Like, yeah, why am I gonna put this much money into a player that's so expendable or that's so, you know, that could get hurt at any second? But, I mean, those players still need to be compensated more than what they're compensated.
In a way, they're used and abused. Some are.
Used and abused. Guys get used 3 days in a row, 4 days in a row. They get up, they don't even pitch, and then they say, oh, they're fine. They just got up and threw. Well, no, they're still throwing hard. They're still getting ready for a game. That we know, like, there's I can't state the research verbatim, but we know there's research that states, like, the way bullpen arms warm up, it causes stress and injury. There's supposed to be a gradual warm up. Like, there's things there.
Carlos Rodon, White Sox Talk podcast interview with Chuck Garfine. Check it out. It's fantastic. Ryan McGuffey on there as well. Vinny Duber, all the guys over at NBC Sports Chicago. I can't disagree with anything he had to say. He is 100% right. And here, like, if you look at what's happened in the playoffs, this is happening for a while, but it's even more pronounced in recent seasons. Biggest moments of the game. Okay, let's actually start before that. Let's go to the trade deadline, July 31 every single year. What are teams in the mix looking to do? Lock down that bullpen. Add a closer. Add an arm. Lefty, right, whatever we need. We need one, let's get two. We need two, let's get four. It happens every single year. Why? Because those guys decide seasons. They are used and abused 100%. Just look, in one instance, let's just look at the Cubs. We saw it with Aroldis Chapman. He's a rental. They knew they weren't bringing him back. Used him, abused him, got their trophy. Fine. Steve Cishek, now over on the South side. He's done a great job. He's really good. One of the few trustworthy arms in the Cubs bullpen over the last couple of seasons. And what happened? Joe Maddon went to him again and again and again. Used him, abused him. He leaves town. Actually doesn't. He's just going to a different team on the South side. This is the norm in baseball right now. Relievers in their prime. Even if we're just talking about the elite guys, what's the window for those elite guys? Hader, Miller, just even the very top 1%. How long are they going to be great? Not that long. Why? Because they're used and abused, and then they move on. And Rodon's point about their pay is fantastic, because most teams pay very little to put a bullpen together. And they're hoping they can just find something from year to year. And so his overall point, Sean, was this is why I don't want to go to the pen.
Well, I think his idea was he's been thinking about this a lot. I don't think he didn't say that specifically. This is why I don't want to go to the pen. But
right.
The way that Chuck set up this interview was talking about in 2021, he's going to be a free agent. And this wasn't, you know, a point that Chuck was going to try to tie in, but this is the point that I just came to, was the fact that he's likely thinking about this because he assumes that at some point the White Sox will come to him and ask to be a bullpen arm. And
they haven't done that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I just figured
there were some behind-the-scenes conversations at some point they would have said something like, hey, Carlos, I know you're not a dope. Like, you see what we're doing over here. We bring in a couple of free agents in Keuchel and Gio Gonzalez. We have our ace in Lucas Giolito. We hope to have a healthy Kopech, and we'll see what Cease and Lopez have. All of a sudden, we have six guys.
And maybe they have asked him, and maybe this is why he's thinking about it. And
yeah.
What it led to me to think is, if he doesn't want to be a bullpen arm when he gets paid after suffering so many injuries and not really being on a winning team, I wonder if Carlos Rodon would push for a trade. Because we talked about this, I think it was yesterday or Monday, about, you know, White Sox, even though these guys might be underpaid, the guys that are signing extensions like Robert and Eloy, if they're overperforming, that means they're winning. Rodon hasn't been winning. He's been injured. And I think the last thing that he wants to do is hurt his possible family and his earnings as well by becoming a bullpen arm and putting more stress on his arm. And that's something he's also talked about too, reworking his mechanics to try to put less stress on his arm. So I think this is something that he's either preparing for, has either been talking to the White Sox about, or is something that he might have to make a move on if he doesn't want to be a bullpen arm.
The moves that they've made this offseason, yes, they're screaming, it's winning time. It's time to take the next step. Serious business. We're not saving up money anymore. Yes, it can signal that, but it's also signaling from Carlos Rodon's point of view, we're done. We're done. And he's a Boris client, and I know they signed a Boris free agent in the offseason, so if you want to push that to the side, that's fine. But in a perfect White Sox world, they're not even talking to Carlos Rodon because they don't have any holes in the starting rotation. They haven't been able to depend on him for years now. He hasn't been healthy. I get it. I wonder what he's thinking right now. So they're thinking if everything goes off without a hitch, that he'd be ready July? I don't know. We'll see. But let's say he is ready right around the trade deadline or just after the trade deadline, last couple months of the year. Is it better for him to come out and pitch out of the bullpen? It's going to take a little bit before he's really ready to be out there. Maybe some struggles early on. Maybe if he's not pushing for a trade, maybe he's pushing not to pitch this year and then go into free agency. Because if he's in the bullpen, if he has struggles, say, for a month, works that out, it pitches all right for another month out of the bullpen, what's his value? Probably not that much.
Yeah, and I think one thing that we might be looking at, if you know, if he does come back around July, I wonder if they give him spot starts and we're like, all right, hey, we'll go to a six-man rotation, we'll see what you can do as a starter. If you perform well, maybe we'll keep you, or maybe we trade you and sell you at a, you know, the highest point that you might ever be at again just due to your injuries.
We haven't heard anything on Gio's shoulder lately, right?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, I don't think so. They're waiting a little bit off that. Okay, so he threw off flat ground Sunday, and he's got a bullpen tomorrow. So I'm sure they'll tell us something tomorrow afternoon.
And it seemed like they weren't ever really concerned about it at all.
I mean, yeah. Injuries. Yeah. That would be the only one, though. Starting pitcher, shoulder. I'd give you a little bit of pause there. 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. You've got Joe Ostrowski. This is The Score. Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this Thursday when they host Illinois at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Bringing it to the off-the-air conversation we're having just around Major League Baseball, just not only involving the Cubs and White Sox, but some other teams around the league, and some chances they have. And it was interesting, Sean, because you brought up the Cincinnati Reds. And when I hear a team getting so much buzz in an offseason, I try to stay away from them, but I'm falling for it as well with the Cincinnati Reds. So I went on a podcast covering the spread yesterday, and we were talking about some possibilities, NL Cy Young, and all the awards, stuff like that. And players that have some value, I found myself looking at a lot of Reds players. Bit of a, not long shot, but some value for NL MVP. It's like, okay, Mookie Betts, he has a really good shot at winning. There are probably four Dodgers that have a pretty good shot at winning. But Eugenio Suarez coming off a 49 home run season, if the Reds are good again and he's in that bandbox, Great American Ballpark, why can't he be the MVP at 30-1? Or Trevor Bauer, a guy that is now one of the voices, one of the faces of the game. Not a lot of, some people don't like him, some people do. And he did not meet expectations last year with a 4.48 ERA, but 2 years ago he had a 2.12 or something like that. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, Bauer, if the Reds are a really good team and he's one of the best pitcher in that rotation, I think he would have a shot.
Absolutely.
So I mean, I guess I believe in the Reds, I'm saying.
And you got Sonny Gray, who turned everything around when he got to Cincinnati. Pretty much the weak link in that rotation is Anthony DeSclafani, who's a fine fifth starter. Yeah. Luis Castillo is
Compare that to Chetwood.
Yeah. Luis Castillo is a legitimate ace in the MLB.
Right.
And their lineup, too, I think people are overlooking Nick Senzel because he didn't have a breakout year last year. But that lineup around him got so much better that I think it's going to help him in his second year pretty much explode, because this kid was talked about as one of the best prospects in baseball. And also, I don't think Joey Votto is going to be as bad as he was last year. You're getting more help around him. He's still got a good eye. I think that you're going to see improvement from the guys that were on that roster last year, because this lineup got so much of a boost. Yeah.
They have a closer. Yeah.
Aquino as well. He hit 19 home runs in just 205 at bats last year. He came up and was on fire.
Well, and one that, man, they just keep adding to that outfield. And of course, Castellanos. And Akiyama is supposed to be a really good player. So what do they have, six outfielders?
Yeah, Akiyama, Winker.
Winker might lose his, yeah, we'll see.
I mean, but he's a guy that,
I know.
He gets on base a ton. Who else?
Castellanos,
and then Senzel, and then
Travis
Van Meter as well.
Jankowski.
Stop with Jankowski.
I mean, he might.
We're down in the outfield. There's seven.
Solid. when you're looking at, you know, a fifth, sixth, seventh outfielder, he's not bad.
Adam Moustakas, Suarez. Yeah. That's a really good team.
And David Bell seems like a guy that people want to play for. He seems like he gets fired up a ton. He seems like he can rally troops.
The one reason that I would also buy in is how the front office is acting. They said it is winning time, and they made a ton of moves in the offseason. So that tells me that they would also be willing to add once we get to the trade deadline if they're involved in the top of the NL Central. I don't have any reason to believe that they won't be. We know the Pirates are probably going to be a 100-loss team. And the Brewers are going to be bad. Sorry, guys, in Milwaukee. I expect that's one thing I feel pretty confident about with this division, is that they're going to be the fourth place team.
And at least with the Reds, too, they have prospects because they've been so bad. So if they are truly going after a bad NL Central and they're, you know, neck and neck with, let's say, the Cardinals and Cubs, I absolutely see them pushing hard at the deadline, like you were saying, and maybe go out and add a great bat at, you know, shortstop, or, you know, Lindor is the name that kept being floated around with them. If they go out and get Lindor,
another Reds Indians trade.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
If they get Lindor, they're, I think, World Series favorites out of the NL outside of the Dodgers. Maybe not the Braves, but they're at least top three.
No, I think that's a better roster than the Braves. If you add Lindor, if you swap out Freddy Galvis for Lindor, your infield, Suarez, Lindor, Moustakas, and Votto. And we just talked about the depth in the outfield and the starting rotation. Do you have a bullpen? Okay, if not, keep adding to it. That's what they'll do. Pedro Strop.
There it is. I was waiting for that.
Team leader, Pedro Strop. Yeah, I hate it, but that's a team that you can get behind. Man, where are the big holes? Tom Brenneman will be happy this summer. Dad's out. All Tom. Picotto's way down on the Cardinals, too. Thought that was interesting. A little surprised by that because of their rotation.
Well, and I think, Michaelis is hurt. And then also, a big thing that I was listening to Ron G when he was on with Mac and Spiegel.
Uh-huh.
Their lineup was so bad, and they got by on such good defense last year, and it just seems like the talent might not be there, and although they might be well-coached and have great fundamentals, I don't know if the spark will be there again for the Cardinals, because you literally do not have a top-tier bat if Paul Goldschmidt plays like he did last year.
It'll be fun if this is a Reds-Cubs finish here. If they're the two best teams. That is possible, too. I can understand being down on the St. Louis Cardinals. So maybe it's finally catching up to them. You can find the Reds as a third favorite. Like, you might be able to get 3-1 to win the division. I think that's a lot of value. They're probably the deepest, maybe the most talented team. My issue with the Braves, you mentioned the Braves, and I like that team a lot. There are a couple of young players that I'm big fans of. But the problem is do they have enough pitching? If good pitching, when you're looking at Cole Hamels, can you be R4? Been there before. Just stay healthy. We're not going to ask too much out of you. Maybe. Soroka, great last year.
If he's your four, that's a good problem to have, though, is it not?
It is. Okay, but so we're coming off a year, and every year's completely different. But the top end of the Nationals rotation, Scherzer, Strasburg, they're in that division with them. How do you feel about Scherzer, Strasburg going up against Soroka, Foltynewicz, and Fried? They're all really good.
I mean, you're taking the Nationals there for sure.
They need Chris Bryant. It's what they need. You add Chris Bryant to this lineup, I would say what you said about the Reds, Sean, I would put the Braves right there with the Dodgers.
Yeah, I think that one of these teams could absolutely flip their season if they go out and get one of these marquee players. Absolutely. I think that
Ozzie Albee's going to hit 15 homers against the Cubs like he does every year. God, he kills them. Chen's seething. There's steam coming out of his ears. Ozzie Albee's at Wrigley Field.
I like the Braves. I'm a big team. Acuna fan. Albee's, he is clearly a
Freeman's
thorn in the Cubs side.
Phenomenal.
But Freeman's good. I liked Swanson. I think he's going to be better. I think he's a guy that...
He's been a prospect for 16 years.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But he's still young. He's only 26.
Yeah.
Like, he's still got time to be a good player as
got
well.
Got Ozuna for one.
Nick Markakis is a Hall of Famer.
Yes, he is. When do they play the Astros? get me to the season. I can't wait to see that. No, but those are some, you can tell, they're kind of like, okay, Hamels, sure, 1 year. Ozuna, sure, 1 year. All right, let's spend. Let's go. This is a chance for us.
I think their issue is just with their prospect pool, going out and trying to make a move for a Bryant or something like that. That's why I like the Reds a little bit more, just because they have Hunter Green. They have a guy that's a top 30 prospect. They can go out and get a Lindor.
The Phillies, Wheeler goes there. Okay, great. What else did you do? You did absolutely nothing. When Jake Arrieta is coming into the season as your three, and this is the year that you think you're going to make a big move, like, you don't have enough horses. I'm going to be the idiot that thinks it might be the Mets year with that rotation. But yeah, that Braves roster is tough to beat. Tough. There's going to be one of these years when their pitching stays healthy. One of them. It's got to happen at some point, you would think. I don't know if this is the year. Not sure. Baseball season's fun. Can't wait. Athletics, 97 wins every single year.
How do they do it? That Sean and I were talking about that. I'm like,
nobody even knows they do it.
I don't know how they do it. Every single season, though, they're competitive.
I mean, you're telling me 25 to 1 odds for the A's to win the World Series and then 20 to 1 for the Reds to win the World Series? I'd absolutely take those two. Just because, yes, they might not win it, but that's such good odds. And I was telling you about
Red Sox are 33-1.
As they should be. They suck.
I know. But what if they hang around? You have all these injuries already piling up for the Yankees. Just they pay for Garrett Cole, and then their next best pitcher goes down. Of course. I'm not crying for the Yankees.
Last year, too, with Severino. I mean, they had to know during the postseason that something was wrong with his arm.
And I'm not crying for the Yankees at all. But I'm so, What about the Rays? How do they do it? Rays, too. Put them on the list. I have no idea. So I understand why the top teams are looking at the front office. Chapman could be the AL MVP. So I think it's... Tell me if this is dumb logic. So if Mike Trout stays healthy most years, he's going to be the MVP. But voters don't like to give it to the same player back-to-back seasons. Hasn't happened too often. Get it? Albert Pujols did it a while back. Miggy Cabrera did it for the Tigers. Okay? So they'll be looking to go somewhere else. There is no way in hell that the writers are going to vote for an Astro to get an MVP or the Cy Young. So you could start to cross off Altuve, Bregman, Springer, guys like that. If they win 97 games again and they don't want to give it to Trout, and I doubt they would give it to Rendon, even though he's such a terrific talent, because, well, his teammate's Mike Trout. How could you possibly say that Rendon is the MVP? Because there are people that still vote that way. They don't give it to the best player. They give it to the most valuable player. Oh, you're more valuable, but you're not the best. Whatever.
I mean, what if
there's a difference?
What if Ohtani just pitches on top of hitting 30 home runs?
Wow.
Like, I mean,
that team's going to be fun to watch.
There's a potential there.
Joe Adell might come up as well. He's number one prospect on some rankings. I think also with the Trout conversation.
But you like every team in the West then?
No.
Not the Astros.
I think the Astros will win that division. I think the Athletics will come in second. I think the Angels don't have enough pitching. They have great talents with Adell, Ohtani, Trout, and Rendon, but I don't think they have anything else.
What about the manager?
Respect 90, my guy.
We're laughing, and I'm half joking. That works early.
It always does, doesn't it?
I think it will with this group.
But you're giving him a bullpen that I don't think people could name one player out of that bullpen. I know Kenyatta Middleton, and I think that would be the extent of my knowledge. There isn't a good bullpen out in L.A. Their rotation
is closer's iffy. Victor Robles? No.
Wouldn't it be Hansel Robles, former Mets?
Robles that is... That was a joke.
Oh, okay. Go Bears.
That was...
Go Bears!
The Cubs are trying to get Robles from Washington for Bryant, and like, yeah, no. No, that's a hard no. Not interested in that one. Yeah, the rest of it's bad. This is a top-heavy team. Kind of like the Cubs. They don't have a Trout, obviously. They don't have a Rendon. God, Pujols still doing it. What is he on?
Nothing. He looks horrible.
The clear?
I know, but he's still playing. Like, why is he still playing?
Julio Franco was playing at 43. He was still playing, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, oh,
he's
my God.
He's still playing because he's getting a ton of cash from the Angels.
He's hitting 23 homers or fewer the last 3 years. Hang him up, dude. All right. Julie DeCarroll is stopping for transition. We're done rambling about our bets, maybe not bets. She'll stop by next. My name's Joe Ostrowski. You've got the score.
They're trying to sign a ass deal just so the sitting the president can go around and smile and say, I got something done. You ain't get done. The Pouncey Twins vote no.
Mark Pouncey votes no. Joe Ostrowski with you, 670 the score. Julie DeCarroll says yes. Her show starts 10 o'clock, till midnight. Then she'll stick around and do a half-hour transition with Les Grobstein until 12:30. She'll get home at 1:30. Hey, Julie.
Hey, Joe.
What's going on today? Anything?
Very little.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I forgot. You get the Cubs. So it doesn't matter.
What do you mean I get the Cubs?
You get it on your television,
I know,
unlike everybody else.
I had it on for like half an hour, and I was like, all right.
Are they airing every game?
Spring training, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, by the time you get through the first, you got to watch the first two innings, and then unless you care about like the guys fighting to make the roster, which I typically don't, or guys who have no shot at making the roster.
Don't we know the roster outside of the bullpen?
I mean, I'm not tuning in just to watch Jason Kipnis for the last 2 hours.
Is he going to start second base in a month?
I don't. God, I hope not.
Oh, because you're Horner?
Okay, what? Horner get a shot. Yes, that's what you're implying.
Am I going to get in trouble for asking you
Probably.
If you're Horner?
This is a Me Too moment on tape. Everyone's heard it.
That was a real question.
Please cut that so I can send it to my attorney. Thank you.
You're not your own attorney?
No. Nobody's their own attorney.
That's not true.
Well, you're stupid if you're your own attorney.
But Ted Bundy was stupid.
Ted Bundy was pretty mediocre, but he did manage to do pretty well at his trial. But he still got convicted.
So you would like to see Chicago Cubs second baseman Nico Horner start on opening day?
I would.
Okay.
I would.
Say it right?
Yes, that's better.
Oh, what the? Okay, so let me ask you if you're buying any of this garbage I was spewing earlier tonight.
Okay.
To see if I'm just being ridiculous involving the Cubs. So I was taking a step back because sometimes we're in it every day and we see, God, they're doing nothing. They have all these holes, second base, center field, all the question marks about the bullpen. Back end of the rotation doesn't look great. I think Yu Darvish is going to have a really good year.
I do too.
Just stay healthy. I think he'd have a really, really good year. And we're going to say, okay, that's the ace that they were looking for.
Agreed.
When I look at other teams around the league that have talented rosters and I see these outliers, I think that positive regression might be coming their way. There's no way they go 33-48 or worse on the road again, even though I'm not saying they're going to win the NL Central. They're just going to be a lot better than they were on the road a year ago. One-run games, they were 26th in baseball with a record of 19-27. Extra inning games, they were 27th in baseball with a record of 4-9.
Well, and I mean, not to completely blame everything on Joe, but some of that was Joe.
So
I mean,
some
of that was the management of the bullpen.
Yes.
It was, you know, inexplicably using a guy for an inning and then running out of pitchers and having to use position pitchers. I mean, so yeah.
So, but I think you're kind of making my point. With Joe gone, you're not going to see that. You're going to see this team managed like Theo Epstein would like to see. I would think that those things are going to balance out a little bit. They're not going to be that bad on the road. And some of the mishandling of the bullpen that we saw last year, we hope. We don't know because he's a rookie manager. He's never done this before. But you would hope that they would be much better in these closer games or just not be as bad as they
were. Well, yeah. And not only that, I mean, apparently they're going to be warmed up before games start this year. That's going to be huge.
All right, Javi, I'm waiting. Let's go, Javi, because you decided to show up for 162 and you're not really ready for the game until fourth or fifth inning.
Yeah, right. That was a lot to take in.
Strange.
Yeah, I mean, people aren't being told, you know, just, you know, that when you're in a slump, you need to work less. Like, you know, I mean, which. Don't go in the batting cage and work with a coach. Just do less. Go home. Don't even think about it. I mean,
There's a caller that every day he would call Grobstein.
Play hard, drink less, and see what happens. Well, okay.
I get the callers that blame the fact that the guys are married now.
He's saying that Madden is an alcoholic.
Well, no. My thing is, like, I get the callers that are like, they all have girlfriends and they're married now, and that's why they're not as good. And it's because it's right.
I hear that too.
However, I mean, people get mad at me all the time and say that I'm, like, you know, ripping on Joe, but I really feel like the last 18 months, Joe really just kind of phoned it in. Midway through 2018, through the end of 2019, he was just kind of there.
We're going to find out. That'll be interesting to see that. Is it really about the roster construction, the actual players on the roster, or just was the culture that bad? Was it just so laid back? None of it even mattered. Oh, yeah, we're going to play baseball today.
Right.
I mean, it worked early on, obviously. And then at the end, just there was no voice. There was a voice since David Ross left, and now he's the manager. We'll see how much it can help.
It feels like the players are trying to tell you what the problems were in very subtle ways.
They
right?
did that so, last offseason too, though, remember?
But Joe got his chance to like make the changes, and he didn't. I mean, he says he did, but people who were actually with the team will say he did not.
That they talked a big game last spring, okay, more coaching, more this, more that, and then it didn't continue into the regular season.
That's what I'm told.
Yeah.
From people who are with the team every day.
In a dugout, too.
Oh, boy.
So I guess we're not going to have any of those shows with Getty Vedder after the games here on The Score, after the post-game shows. Go over to, what was the name of his restaurant?
Madden's Post.
Madden's Post.
Madden's Post. What is it now?
Nothing.
Empty.
Flat. For sale.
Of course. You know, you get some Polish food in a restaurant and people just get rid of it.
Let me tell you, people were never madder than when the Cubs blew it in like the bottom of the ninth and then had to listen to 2 hours of that before they got their chance to call in and scream about the Cubs.
And before you guys would have to go on after those shows.
Not you guys, me guy.
Oh, I thought it's not you and Maggie, just you.
No, yeah, it was just me.
Oh, you're doing the same.
Maybe it was Millie Maggie's show a couple times. I don't remember.
Well, oh, sometimes they were. Weren't they usually Sunday shows?
Maybe.
I don't remember.
Whatever.
It's all a blur.
Maggie might have been here. I don't remember.
Apparently you don't.
I just remember the text line being really, really angry.
Yes. Yes. So they weren't taking calls, huh, of that show?
Not so much.
What's happening tonight between 10 and 12:30?
Well, I don't know where I've been for the past couple days, but I just found out that the Astros have been accused by Trevor Bauer of yet another thing.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that.
Are you talking about the spin rate?
Yes.
Again?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And, like, what are we going to find out now in the news? Because Brett Manfred goes out and says they're cracking down on this now, which to me feels like something's about to come out.
We're still waiting on the Red Sox, right?
Yep. That's supposed to be Friday.
You've got to be torn on this. I like or hate Trevor Bauer?
Hate him.
Hate?
I don't like people who turn their huge platforms onto, like, some, you know, college-age girl who's just joking around talking smack at him. Didn't you see that?
No.
Oh, that's what he got killed for. He got disciplined by Cleveland for it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's some people. Yeah, I get it. I get it if you don't like him. I certainly understand it.
I mean, I enjoy the chaos he causes.
I do like the anti-Manfred stuff.
Yes.
I'll be honest.
He's an agent of chaos, and I enjoy that.
All right. We'll be listening between 10 and 12:45, which is a great transition with
10 and 12.
You're not doing the Grody? What the hell? What's wrong with Mark?
I got to plan that out ahead of time.
I got big plans at 1 a.m.
I'm not invited to do crosstalk.
Oh.
Well.
Guys, make sure you pass the note.
We're on it. We'll do it. We're on it.
What's going on with the mic over there?
I'm turning it off and on because I'm trying to leave.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I'm butting into your show.
Okay.
I want to thank Cody Westerlund for dropping by for a little bit. Also, producers tonight, Sean Anderson and Mike Chen. Podcast can be found, 670thescore.com. I'll be back tomorrow night after Bears All Access, 7 to 10. Keep it here for Julie. She's next here on The Score.
See, I hear you're about 5 minutes from being on the Binny-less bandwagon. They're putting a breathalyzer in the dugout. I tell you what, it looks like prohibition's working. My take on this is that the more alcohol that these athletes are drinking, the less games that they win.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.